From Washington, this is VOA News. Russia is suspended from the Group of Eight Nations. And relatives of Chinese passengers on missing plane react to news that it crashed in the Indian Ocean. I'm Michael Lippin, reporting from Washington. The Group of Seven industrialized nations have suspended Russia's partnership with their coalition in retaliation for the Russian annexation of Ukraine's Crimea region. U.S. President Barack Obama and the leaders of the other G7 nations agreed to the move on Monday in the Netherlands, where they said they will end their engagement with Russia as part of the expanded Group of Eight nations. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez is traveling with Mr. Obama and has this report from The Hague.
President Obama's official purpose for coming to the Netherlands is to attend the Nuclear Security Summit, but Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula became the main focus. Shortly after arriving Monday, Mr. Obama briefly toured Amsterdam's Rijksmuseum before speaking to reporters.
Europe and America are united in our support of the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian people. We're united in imposing a cost on Russia for its actions so far.
Those words turned into actions on the sidelines of the nuclear summit later in the day, when Mr. Obama hosted an emergency meeting of G7 leaders. In a joint statement after the meeting, the group condemned the Russian-sponsored referendum for Crimea to secede from Ukraine, and what it described as Russia's illegal attempts to annex the region. The leaders said they are ready to intensify sanctions they already have imposed if Russia does not change course. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, The Hague.
Health officials in the West African nation of Guinea say an outbreak of hemorrhagic fever linked to the Ebola virus has killed at least 59 people. The World Health Organization says the outbreak is centered in rural parts of southeastern Guinea. Authorities in neighboring Liberia also have reported 5 deaths that they suspect are related to Ebola. Relatives of Chinese passengers on the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 have been hoping for a miracle for more than 2 weeks. Those hopes were dashed late on Monday with Malaysia's confirmation that the plane went down in a remote part of the southern Indian Ocean. VOA's Bill Ide has this report from Beijing.
After 17 days of riding an emotional roller coaster, the grief for many was too much to bear. Paramedics were on hand at Beijing's Lido Hotel, where many Chinese families have been gathered since the plane went missing in early March. After hearing the news, several were taken away on stretchers. The scene at the hotel was chaotic, with many crying and wailing, and some collapsing. The mystery of the plane's disappearance has captured the world's attention, and with Chinese citizens accounting for most of the passengers, the public here has been watching and waiting, hoping that somehow, some way, those on board might still be alive. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
Cambodia's Court of Appeals has denied bail for 21 labor activists detained since January in a government crackdown on striking garment workers. The detainees had sought release on Monday, with several claiming serious injuries from police beatings during the crackdown. Supporters of the activists say Cambodian authorities are holding the 21 without bail as a tactic to intimidate other would-be protesters. Libyan authorities say they will release the crew of a renegade oil tanker recently detained by the U.S. Navy and returned to Libya. A Libyan prosecutor said Monday the crew remains under investigation, but he said it is clear they were forced to operate the tanker at gunpoint. He said 3 Libyan militia members who were aboard the vessel will continue to be detained for their role in the incident. And a U.S. federal jury has convicted 5 former employees of jailed investment manager Bernard Madoff on charges they helped their boss to hide scams that cheated investors out of billions of dollars. Monday's jury verdict in New York ends a 6-month trial in which prosecutors used hundreds of exhibits and dozens of witnesses to convict the defendants. Madoff is serving a 150-year prison term after pleading guilty to the giant fraud known as a Ponzi scheme. The decades-long scam inflated investment earnings and cost investors nearly $20 billion. It collapsed during the 2008 global financial crisis. I'm Michael Lippin for VOA News.